I'm John Moinkle inside the Forge Electric Sports Studio. The IHSAA and IGHSAU state track and field meet began Thursday. Full results from that are coming up momentarily. In girls soccer, number 14 and 1A Iowa Falls Alden beat Dyke-New Hartford 1-0. In baseball, Clarion Goldfield Haas beat Manson Northwest Webster 5-3. And South Hardin beat Iowa Falls Alden 3-2. On today's schedule, the state track and field meet continues with numerous local events in classes 1A, 2A, and 3A. In baseball, Belmont Clemmie will be at Emmitsburg, North Butler will be at Rockford, and West Fork will be at South Hardin. In softball, Clarion Goldfield Haas will host Eagle Grove, and South Hardin will host Colonesco. Three local champions were crowned, several earned medals in advance to finals at day one of the IHSAA and IGHSAU State Track and Field Championships. Jason Eaton reports.
Jason Eaton reporting for Radio On The Go Sports. Girls Shuttle Hurdle Preliminary in Class 2A Applington Parkersburg advances to the finals with a fourth place finish of 1 minute 7.62 seconds. That relay team is made up of Adri Allen, Malia Rankin, Megan Junker, and Ava Eddy. Overall, pretty good day here down at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Gloomy day, a little bit on the chilly side, but attendance today of 13,602, and that's fifth all-time for a Thursday down here at the Iowa High School Track and Field Championships. Pretty good day for some of our area teams as well. Break these down for you. These are just some of the highlights. You can catch all of the highlights, full results anyway, at radioonthego.com. Look for recaps from John and I on those, as well as any of these interviews that he's been doing. A lot of them have been thrown up on our YouTube channel at Radio On The Go. We'll start with Applington Parkersburg in the girls 100 preliminary. Ella Butcher qualifies for the final with an 8th place finish, and the 4x800 girls from Applington Parkersburg, they finish in 5th with a time of 9:47.45 seconds. That team's made up of Charlie Endelman, Aubrey Weber, Demi Boosman, and Kennedy Kalkwarf. The boys 4x800 from Applington Parkersburg, they finish in 5th place with a time of 8:04.42. Again, 5th place finish for Sully Jansen, Trevin Thomas, Emmerich Nolte, and Luke Jacobson. For Clarksville and the boys shot put, Dawson Barnett, 4th place finish with a throw of 51 feet 9 1/4 inches. In Dyke, New Hartford, their girls 4x800 relay team finishes in 9th with a time of 9:50.49. That team was made up of, or is made up of, Isabella Stumbo, Reagan Grassley, Sedona Oldenberger, and Emmy Sager. Also in the girls 100 preliminary, Dyke, New Hartford's Chloe Paulson qualifies for the final with a 4th place finish of 12.56 seconds. And Grundy Center, three titles here today as the class in the Class 2A boys 3,200 meter. Emerson Vokes, the defending state champion, defends that title very well with a first place finish and a personal best time of 9:13.57. Again, taking the first place in the boys 3,200 meter. For the girls in the 4x800 meter relay for Grundy Center, they set a new state meet record of 9:17.35. That relay team is Raylan Steinmeier, Carly Lynch, Maddie Hendershot, and Grace Storyhan. And with that new state meet record, obviously a first place finish for them as well. Their girls in their 100 preliminary for 100 meter dash preliminary for Grundy Center, Ava Heron qualifies for the final with a 7th place finish. And in the boys 400 meter, Braden Davey takes first place with a time of 47.96 seconds. That's a personal best for Braden. Hampton Dumont Cal girls discus, Marin Subert finishes in 8th place with a throw of 128 feet and 8 inches. For Iowa Falls Alden, their boys shuttle hurdle prelim finishes 14th. That's a season best for them with a time of 1 minute 3.28 seconds. That relay team being made up of James Carter Allison, Nico Damiano, Colin Pieper, and Cade Olberding. North Butler earlier this morning in the Boys 100 preliminary. Cameron Bartles finishes fifth with a time of 11.21 seconds. The boys shuttle hurdle from North Butler finishes in second place with a time of 1 minute 0.85 seconds. That relay team being made up of Jack Bartles, Bryce Schroeder, Jax Thorne, and Cameron Bartles. For North Butler in the boys 200 preliminary, Cameron Bartles is on to the finals with a time of 22.45. He finishes sixth here in the prelim. And for South Hardin, their girls, Ada Eller in the 400 meter dash, she'll medal with a sixth place finish of 58.35 seconds. Again, those are just some of the highlights that happened down here today in Des Moines. You can catch all of the results at radioonthego.com. Also look for recaps from sports director John Mowinkle and myself. And also look for those videos on YouTube at Radio On The Go. I know John's been down there working hard on those interviews, so be sure to check those videos out at YouTube at Radio On The Go. That's going to wrap up the day one highlights from session one and two. You can find full results at radioonthego.com. This has been Jason Eaton reporting from Des Moines.
Day two action runs all morning and afternoon, with the results and interviews airing on The Go media stations. A world champion quarterback, All-Americans, a national champion, an institutional pioneer, and legendary voices highlight the UNI Intercollegiate Athletics Hall of Fame class of 2026. The 41st in the history of the university's athletic department will recognize individuals who competed for eight different sport programs for the Panthers, as well as an announcing duo with decades of experience bringing UNI sporting events to life. This year's class includes Super Bowl champion and NFL MVP Kurt Warner, as well as All-American swimmer Mark Crouch, national champion wrestler Jim Sanford, volleyball legend Ashton Stelkin, and women's athletic trailblazer and three-sport athlete Kay Whitaker White. Standout women's golfer Hannah Burma will be honored as the Merlin Taylor Academic Award winner, while the Dr. Jeetu Kothari Meritorious Service Award for the first time ever will be presented to co-recipients and iconic radio play-by-play broadcaster Gary Rima and public address announcer Bob Justice. This has been Radio On The Go Sports. I'm John Mowinkle.